Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so wonderful to have you with me once again for this series for the year 2018, A Year in the Word. The Bible is not only the most important literary piece in all time, it is the key to man's existence, and it holds in its pages the only means by which man can be redeemed to his Maker. We live in a fallen world. Violence is all around us. We need a Savior, a peacemaker, one who can bring us hope, a deliverer. In the pages of the Holy Bible is reparation, regeneration, revival, and a repair for the nations to bring us back to our intended purpose. Thank you so much for being with me through this journey, through a year in the Word. Amen. I'm reading to you today from 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And may the Lord God, our Savior, our Creator, be praised. Glory, glory, glory. I hope you have your Bibles and a writing utensil so you can make little notes next to any questions you might have as we go along in the reading. We are reading the Word of God, the New King James Version of the Word. If you don't have a New King James Version, use the Bible that you do have. You can always pull up a New King James on the internet. Amen. That's how many things that we learn these days. I Google almost everything. And then when I have a question about something, when I need to define a word that I am not familiar with, or even one that I'm familiar with and have forgotten, I hit Google just like many people do in this day and age. We can access most anything on the internet. Now, that doesn't mean that everything we access is true, but we can access knowledge. But in that, we must also use wisdom and find true understanding of what the facts are, what the truth is about the matter. Because sometimes facts does not equal truth. Think about that for a minute. Facts doesn't always equal truth. But one thing we can rely upon is the Spirit of God and His Holy Word. God is infallible and He never changes. Unlike us, men are absolutely fallible and we absolutely change on a dime. But God is not one who will change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The words that were written in the Word of God, we can rely upon because God is not a man that he should lie. He is our Creator. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is the one who gives us purpose. He's the one who provides for us and helps us in the time of trouble. If you are distressed on today, if you don't know what to do, begin to call upon His name. His name is Jesus, and everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He is our deliverer on today, and He is the hope for us. Amen. He is our only hope to God. A nation who serves God is a blessed nation. A nation who serves God is overwhelmed with the blessings of God Almighty. Oh, let our nations turn back again to the God of our salvation, to our Creator, to our Lord, and to our Savior. Let us turn back to Jesus on today, for today is the day of salvation, and salvation can come through no other. I don't care what you heard or what you were taught or how you were raised. There's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. Call on His name and He will prove Himself to you. He will prove Himself to a nation who falls to their knees and calls on Him. He will show you that He is Lord. Amen. He is Lord on today and we give Him glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you. Hallelujah. We surrender, Lord God, every thought, Lord God, and every decision. We surrender, Lord God, even our
sorrows. We surrender our pain to you this morning, Lord God, so that we can get into your presence, Lord God, unfettered, unhindered, Lord God. Forgive us our sins and wash us right now, Lord God, as we're in your presence. Lord, wash us white as snow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, wash us of every sin of omission and commission. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, clear our record, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that there be no hindrance between us and you. Move right now every obstacle and destroy every yoke that has come against our purpose, oh God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Everything that has come against our purpose, Lord God, is the enemy of God Almighty, is the enemy of Jesus. It is the enemy of the purpose that you placed in us, the purpose, the destiny, Lord God, that you saw and that you placed in our path. It is the enemy of all those things. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered this morning in the name of Jesus. Every ungodly purpose, every ungodly tongue, oh, Lord God, let it be removed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, every spirit that is not like you, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus so that it cannot move. It cannot do that it intended. Lord, we cancel every assignment of the devil over our lives right now, over the lives of every hearer right now in the name of Jesus. So he cannot do those things he intended to do. He cannot destroy where there is life. He cannot destroy where there is blessing. Oh, Lord God, bless your people on today right now in the name of Jesus. Open our minds and our hearts to hear your word and to understand, Lord. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding this morning. Lord God, give us revelation on this morning and help us to see and to know, Lord God, what the standard is. Lord, we look out into the world and there is no standard. Oh, Lord, but the standard is in you. Hallelujah. Life is in you. Health is in you. Lord, strength is in you. Oh, Lord God, and we humble ourselves before you. Lord God, that you might give us life, health, strength. Hallelujah. Purpose. Lord, in the name of Jesus, provision. Move right now, Lord God, in the midst of us, even right now. In the name of Jesus, as we go forth, reading 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. Oh, Lord, bless every hearer, Lord God, and open their eyes and their ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking in this hour. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to begin our reading. Again, we're coming from 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6, and I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And I shall begin. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present, him who has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, along with my spirit, with the of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world. certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters. Since then, you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reveler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren. But brothers go to the law against brothers, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to the law against another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. I have read and you have heard from 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. And the blessings of the Lord be over your head in Jesus' name. Amen.